is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A sweltering heat dome is expanding from northeast back into the Midwest this first full day of summer. Mechanic Michael Healy's been busy fixing broken car air conditioners in 90-plus degree Vermont heat.
The phone is ringing off the hook for AC jobs right now.
Correspondent Scott McFarland is in the thick of the heat and humidity.
Here in Montgomery County, Maryland, they've moved some of the camps to earlier hours for strenuous activity, and elsewhere they've shifted them indoors. But during the peak hours, here at splash parks and pools, they expect peak crowds.
Apocalyptic scenes in New Mexico, where strong storms have triggered flash flooding on the heels of deadly wildfires. Tashina Colasso and her husband were among thousands of people forced from their homes.
Thank God we're safe and
have somewhere.
We have somewhere. There's a lot of people that don't have anywhere to go.
About 500 homes burned down. The Supreme Court could issue that decision today involving former President Donald Trump. CBS's Jan Crawford says it will dictate
whether Trump can be prosecuted for his actions around January 6th or whether he has some immunity. So that'll directly affect Special Counsel Jack Smith's efforts to bring him to trial for January 6th and obstruction of the 2020 presidential campaign.
President Biden is at Camp David prepping for next Thursday's debate with Donald Trump. Correspondent Robert Costa's prediction.
From President Biden, you're going to hear an emphasis on his many trips to Detroit and Philadelphia, his support of the UAW and labor unions nationwide. You're going to hear about the American Rescue Plan. You're going to hear about all the efforts to provide more infrastructure in this country. It's a battle of who is really standing there for the worker.
The deputy editor of London's Daily Telegraph staying put instead of facing a hostile rank and file at the new job in the U.S. he'd signed on to. The Washington Post reports Robert Winnett will not take over there after the November election. His hiring triggered turmoil at the Post over ties to unethical information gathering practices. The Cards and the Giants visited the country's oldest pro ballpark with one man in mind.
We're going to invite out the original pioneers, the original Negro Leagues players to the field right now in Rick Wood.
One of the greatest players of all time, Willie Mays, remembered on Fox in the place where he began his pro career. CBS's Major Garrett from Birmingham.
Everyone inside Rick Wood knew and honored the Say Hey Kid. Willie's son, Michael.
It's a day to celebrate, celebrate hard. Make sure he hears you.
It almost feels poetic to me.
It's like spiritually perfect, meant to be.
Willie Mays died Tuesday at the age of 88. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The National Weather Service warns of potential storms with high winds and hail for the weekend, the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, there was a six-person brawl in the parking lot of the Mount Pleasant Walmart. It resulted in serious injuries and a man suffering a seizure. The search continues for Jeffrey Cluey, a 68-year-old Racine man who disappeared after canoeing on Lake Michigan in early June. A box truck fire in Kenosha yesterday impacted power and internet services near the DQ on Highway 50. No injuries were reported. Plans are moving ahead to restore native vegetation on 35 acres in Kenosha. The area getting restored is near Bradford High and Bullen Middle. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers bow to the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The crew giving up four runs in the first inning. Christian Yelich losing a pop fly in the lights at Petco Park, allowing San Diego to score. This one had a lot of twists and turns. Manager Pat Murphy.
No question. It was back and forth. I mean, a lot happened in this game. They turned a big double play there at a big time and the ball down. Great play. We lost the ball in the lights that you can't do anything about. Yeah. I mean, we walked the leadoff hitter to open the game, four pitches. We gave up two 0-2 home runs. Very unusual, back-to-back. I've never seen that in 40-plus years of baseball.
Brewers pitcher Robert Gasser will be out for at least a year. The 25-year-old lefty has agreed to have Tommy John surgery for his sore left elbow. NFL, the Packers have added another place kicker to the roster. They claim James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the Michigan Wolverines last season on their way to a national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 64 at our studios.
WRJN firing up another hour of Timeless Hits with Corey Hartman in for Cindy on this Friday. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Mercy, mercy, mercy.
they used to be. Now I'm oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. To live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from me? Can't you stand?
Marina, local news and timeless hits.
Working my way back.
in one of these nights. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being with us here today. That's right, we've made it to Friday. The Brewers tried to make it last night, but they missed it by one run, 7-6. Padres over the Brewers last night. They try again tonight at 8:40, and you'll hear it right here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
These sounds can only mean one thing. Fest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN. Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Won't see much sun today. Very stormy. Maybe some heavy rain tonight. We'll have the details coming up. Here's the Beatles now on WRJN.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Red.
Little Red Riding Hood, that's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. It's news time on WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Dane County clerk is warning other local election officials about an email he calls an intimidation tactic. The message tells clerks they may be committing election fraud if they send out the newest absentee ballot envelopes. Scott McDonald tells the State Journal it's not true. Thursday is the deadline for clerks to mail absentee ballots for the August primary. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
This legislative agenda reimagines what community safety looks like, making really important investments in community health and prevention programs that help to prevent and deter violence.
Megan Rogers is with the Nonviolent Peace Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The first full weekend of the summer could be a little stormy. The National Weather Service is warning of storms for later today and tomorrow afternoon. High winds and hail are possible, the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine prosecutors have charged a 16-year-old in connection with a series of seven shootings that took place over 2 days in December. The incidents, which took place in several locations in the city and county, resulted in injuries to two people. Two felonies have been filed. Police say they have surveillance footage that reportedly links the teenager to the crimes. There are signs up next to Shag Bark in Kenosha telling people what's going on. A public-private partnership between the city of Kenosha and the Root Pike Watershed Initiative kicked off this week, aiming to restore native vegetation on 35 acres. The area in question is between Bradford and Bullen on Kenosha's north side. The project, supported by grants, will transform a stormwater retention area into a prairie. Officials hope that will reduce flooding, improve water quality, and provide outdoor education opportunities. The move will convert the existing dry pond into a more ecologically friendly space. Kids playing at Racine Parks this summer will be a little safer. The City of Racine's Parks Department is expressing their gratitude to the City of Racine Fire Department for providing CPR and AED training to their playground leaders. The training took place recently at the Chavez Center. A statement says the training helps make sure playground leaders are prepared to handle medical situations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid to upper 70s, cooler by the lake. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 65. 88, a little warmer for your Saturday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For tomorrow night, showers and storms and a low of 68.
It's 67 right now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. The local news never left. The Timeless Hits are back.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime.
Question. from Pasadena.
saying I just can't make it.
'75. There's America, Sister Golden Hair, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. After a check of news at 10 o'clock, we're back with another hour of timeless hits, including Diana Ross and Steppenwolf and the Rolling Stones started off on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Want to see your family smile? Then be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery, because all this week, O&H is featuring their fabulous freezer torts. These sensational cake creations are scratch-made, hand-decorated, and are available in your favorite varieties. O&H's cakes are moist and delicious, so be sure to stop in and pick your family's favorites. While there, grab a few Bavarian beestings too. They're just $5 each all week. O&H Danish Bakery, in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers on Main Street in Racine. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel is a certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. They'll come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or another jewelry store within the Midwest to satisfy your needs. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificates. WRJN Big Deals.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Some girls like to run around, like to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me. Be your we'll
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The tide turns in the presidential fundraising game. New figures confirm Donald Trump now has a sizable financial lead over President Biden. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
Really, this is taking away a major advantage that Joe Biden had and that his campaigners insisted he would continue to have. A